The next patient is Ursula King Cash. King, K-I-N-G, dash, C-A-S-H. It's the clinical case of a 75-year-old patient of Dr. Maxwell that is seen in this office because needed evaluation for the kidney function. Unfortunately, the patient didn't carry the orders that we suggested during the last appointment. She went to the hospital with a pain in the knee. The possibility of cellulitis was entertained. However, it seems to me that the patient was with gout. She was discharged with a list of medications, but the bottom line is that after lengthy conversation and interview with the patient, I have multiple inconsistencies in the way she takes the medication, and in order for me to make an assessment is practically impossible. I cannot make any recommendations. I suggested a rhythm, the ones that are supposed to be taken three times a day, to take them every 8 hours, and the one that is BID every 12 hours in order to have adequate coverage. In the same way, the patient has not been taking the furosemide, and my recommendation is to go and take the medication every other day. I am going to reevaluate her with a laboratory workup. I have to state that the patient had on February the 14th, 2024, when she was out of the hospital, a creatinine 1.3, a BUN of 24, and the estimated GFR of 43. However, the protein creatinine ratio suggests 2 grams of proteinuria, while during my first interview, she didn't have proteinuria. I'm going to repeat that blood work. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension out of control. Following number, the patient has metabolic syndrome. She has lost a 14 pounds of body weight, according to the chart that we have here in the office. The recommendation is low sodium diet, a fluid restriction of 40 ounces. Following number gout, she is to continue the allopurinol. Following number anemia, we are going to reorder the workup for the anemia, and we are going to include the kappa lambda ratio, urine protein electrophoresis with immunofixation, and urine protein electrophoresis with immunofixation. Following number, the patient has mixed hyperlipidemia. Paragraph, I invested 20 minutes reviewing the hospitalization, 20 minutes with the patient, and 10 minutes in the documentation.